Hi, my name is Barry Manandi, and you're listening to the ZFM Sport Podcast.
It's Messi! It is the cleanest of clean finishes from the best on the planet.
It's time for the biggest sports stories.
Chelsea, the UEFA Champions League winners of 2021.
The biggest interviews.
That such a great spectacle is ruined by such thuggish behaviour.
And all the analysis right here.
He's the one player that has the arrogance to think that he can play in any stadium in the world and any pitch in the world in front of any player in the world and take them on.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
A Thursday evening and welcome to your favourite sports show, ZFM Sport, with your favourite team of pundits, Alois Bunjira, Barry Manandi, our producer Sean Tafirinyika, and my name is Mike Madoda. Exciting show we've got lined up for you, a staple this and every show until the end of the World Cup is our World Cup report, which of course is in the beautiful game. We'll be keeping you updated of the action that's coming out of Qatar. Two matches are currently underway, both to decide who gets into the knockout stages of the World Cup tournament. African hopefuls Morocco are leading Canada 2-1, whilst it's still goalless in the titanic clash between Croatia, finalists in Russia 2018, taking on Belgium, semi-finalists, and the team that is ranked world number 2 behind Brazil. But before we get to the football, we got a bit of news to give you, and that's coming out of the home front, where Zimbabwe were drawn in Pool A with world number 1 ranked Australia, Tonga and Fiji when the draw for the 2023 Netball World Cup took place at the East London International Convention Centre in South Africa last night. International sports news will look back at this year's golf season, which was blighted by acrimony between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf, and the idea of any kind of common ground seems impossible to imagine. We'll also take you around the world in
In the beautiful game, there's all to play for in Group F action, which is underway at the World Cup, as 2018 finalists Croatia, Africans Morocco and world number 2 side Belgium are all in the hunt for top 2 spots to advance to the round of 16. Last night's action, Lionel Messi believes Diego Maradona would be super happy after he led Argentina into the last 16 thanks to a 2-0 win over Poland. And in tonight's action, Germany coach Hansi Flick has no plans to step down if the four-time world champions crash out of the World Cup early before the second straight tournament as they face Costa Rica in a crunch Group E encounter.
Hi, this is Billie Jean King.
This is Marion Bartoli.
I'm Mats Wilander.
This is Mary Carrillo.
I'm Stan Wawrinka.
I'm Leighton Hewitt.
This is Yannick Noah, and you're listening to
ZFM Stereo, sport and a whole lot more. See.
All right, let's give you a quick local sports news roundup. We've got some organized games, news, golf, but let's start with cricket, where Zimbabwe will once again play in the ICC Cricket World Cup qualifier for next year's one-day international edition to be held in India, with 7 out of 8 automatic spots taken up, with the cut-off date for automatic qualification being the 31st of March next year. 8 spots were up for grabs, and 7 of those have been filled, with Zimbabwe having no chance of securing the remaining spots. So we're going into the qualifier again.
Not surprised.
Not surprised. The hope is that we can qualify for the tournament proper.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the hope. We just have to carry on playing. Hopefully we'll get a lot of competitive cricket in between now and then, just to make sure that the boys are ready.
Yeah, certainly. Let's go to golf news. Three professional Zimbabwean golfers found it tough in the fourth and final round of the 2022 Safari Tour third leg at the Par 72 PGA Baobab course in Kenya, which ended yesterday. Visitor Mapwanya, Nyasha Muyambo and Robson Chinoy finished in position 5, 7 and 8 respectively at the end of the fourth round. Let's wrap it up with organized games. Our team Zimbabwe's quest to win a medal on the opening day of the African Union Sports Council Region 5 games suffered a major blow after Taekwondo's representative Langton Machekanyanga finished fourth last night. Machekanyanga was expected to at least win bronze after starting the under 48 kg boys competition at the semi-final stage.
The Warriors, the Chevrons, the Cheetahs, the Mighty Warriors, and the Sables. From the pool to the track to the field, we are Team Zimbabwe.
Right, Zimbabwe were drawn in Pool A with world number one ranked Australia, Tonga and Fiji when the draw for the 2023 Netball World Cup took place at the East London International Convention Centre in South Africa last night. It'll be the first time the tournament will be held in Africa. The Gems made their World Cup debut at the Liverpool edition in 2019 where they finished 8th out of the 16 participating nations. And reacting to the draw, Zimbabwe netball coach Ropa Fadzo Mtsauki says his side will be aiming for a top four finish.
Yeah, I'm very game with the ball, and the ball is very fair. And what is so important is to us to work very hard to prove ourselves that the group is fair. But we must work and produce results. I think those are important to us. Every coach, I think it's a one step in the round. Then, so far, up to top four. I think it's a good one.
So the East London International Convention Centre was a hive of activity as the world of netball gathered for the team draw. South Africa, the host, together with Australia, the world champions, England, Jamaica, New Zealand and Uganda got automatic qualification to the World Cup due to their world ranking. During the months of July and August of this year, it was left to the regional qualifiers to determine the remaining teams to participate at next year's global showcase. And the four countries carrying the hopes of Africa are South Africa, Malawi, Uganda and Zimbabwe. Barry Mtsauki talking very confidently there about a top four finish, and it's well and good, I think, to sound positive, to sound optimistic ahead of major assignments such as the World Cup. You know, give the fans something to believe in, give your players something to play for. But when you take a look at the fact on the ground, Zimbabwe finishing 8th at the last edition of the World Cup played in Liverpool, England in the year 2019, and then we've fallen away somewhat after that tournament and currently ranked number 13. 237 days, can he bridge the gap from 13 to 8 and then to 4?
No, I think it's fighting talk, and in truth, you don't have to give fighting talk all the time.
Yeah.
When Sean Tafirenyika calls you for an interview, you can actually literally say that we want to have a good showing, and a good showing for us will probably be to better what we did the last time out. Already you're insinuating that you want to finish 8th or better. Yeah. That's something that we can hang our hats on, but to talk about a top 4 finish, I think is a little bit...
Barry, just to have a sense of perspective, just to say, you know what, just taking a look at the group that we are in, we have the world champions Australia, we have Tonga and Fiji. I mean, I think first of all, start by saying, you know what, obviously our first target is to get out of the group and then we are going to take it from there.
Yeah.
I think it's important to do that, not to immediately put yourself under so much pressure.
It's critical, and I mean, if we look at that group, you talked about Zimbabwe being ranked 13th, you've got Tonga who are higher ranked than us, they are ranked 8th in the world. You've got Fiji that are ranked 15th. Let's not even talk about Australia. They're the number one ranked side in the world. So we got tough games against ostensibly Australia and Tonga who are ranked higher than us. But Fiji themselves are not too far behind.
It'll be a tough game as well. They'll be looking at us and thinking to themselves, you know what? We can compete with them.
We can be, and when they set their targets, they're going to target Zimbabwe to say, listen, we're likely to lose to Tonga and Australia, but let's make sure that in our game against Zimbabwe, we come out with a positive result. So already we're behind the eight ball about his top four finish.
All right, let's remind you what the netball world rankings look like. Australia are in first position. In second place is New Zealand. Third is England. Jamaica in fourth. South Africa, fifth. Malawi in the heady heights of sixth. They are the top, or should I say the second ranked African side. Seventh is Uganda. Tonga in eighth. They are in our group. Wales are ninth. And Scotland is in 10th. So that is the top 10 as far as the Netball World Rankings are concerned. the tournament being in South Africa, Barry, I think will again afford Zimbabwe and the Gems to have some good support, decent support, pretty much like what we saw in Liverpool, where those who are staying in the diaspora showed up on Merseyside to back the girls, and they're going to need that sort of support in South Africa, arguably and possibly in greater numbers if they're to advance.
They will need it, but again, like we always say, you can't just arrive and expect that they will come. So hopefully there is a plan
to... a few good ships, you know, or at least expose yourself.
Expose yourself. There's going to have to be a campaign to in the lead up to that, so that everybody knows when the games are, with the girls arriving and all sorts, so that they have that, as much as the comforts of home as they can get, because an important statistic is that we are the lowest ranked African nation at the World Cup. So it's going to mean that we've got to punch well above our weight to finish above what our ranking is, which is currently 13.
Right, let's give you the full draw for the World Cup. Group A, Australia, Tonga, Zimbabwe and Fiji. Group B has got England, Malawi, Scotland and Barbados. Group C, Jamaica, South Africa, Wales and the island nation of Sri Lanka. And we complete it with Group D, New Zealand, Uganda, Trinidad and Tobago, as well as Singapore. A very rich pedigree as far as netball is concerned, Barry, coming out of the Caribbean.
Absolutely, and in truth, what we've got in the Caribbean is specialization. You can see that, like for instance, we talked about the Sevens rugby. They have specialized in that, the island nations, and you can see that they're specializing in netball as well. So I think they've chosen and picked their battles, and one of their battles, battlegrounds, is certainly netball.
Certainly netball. Just a quick update coming out of the World Cup. Lukaku is in for Belgium, and he has just rattled the upright for Belgium. They could have been ahead. Carrasco, his effort is saved. Lukaku on the follow-up, he rattles the upright. The ball fizzes across the 16-yard area. No takers in the middle, and Croatia survive. Lukaku, hand over his mouth. It's a miss.
It's a big miss because it's a rebound. The defenders are all down. It happens to strikers, but in truth, at an international tournament like this, you stick
it. Is that pressure and rust, Alois? Because Lukaku hasn't played a lot of football recently.
Yeah, he could have been more efficient. Probably it's due to rust, like he's saying, because it needed sharpness.
Yeah.
He clearly showed that he was not sharp, because at that point, like Barry said, defenders were down.
Mm-hmm.
Open goal.
Yeah.
He should have
stick it in the roof.
Stick it into the roof. The reminder: 0731 168 045. That's our WhatsApp platform, 0731 168 045. Belgium, they attack again. Lukaku again, this time his hand on his head. They just missed another glorious opportunity.
Oh, Lukaku,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. They are attacking, Barry. They are coming.
This time
it's a header, just 2 inches. Oh, but it would have been ruled out.
It would have been ruled out
because the ball had rolled out. But he should be sticking that into the back of the net. Instead, he sort of like sent it a foot above the crossbar.
He's looking more brave and handy than Romelu Lukaku.
So that game is goalless right now. And in the other game, Morocco is currently leading Canada 2-1. So Morocco, as it stands, they are, of course, on top of their group. Who would have thought that in a group with Belgium and Croatia? Morocco currently have 7 points as things stand. Croatia are in second, 5 points. Belgium in third. They could be heading home. They have 4 points. Canada, of course, are shakers. They have got no points at all as Croatia sweep forward. Kovacic on the edge of the box. And could they make something meaningful from this? And it's cleared away. So, great game. We'll be telling you more about it in the second half of the show. Quick breather from us. And on the other side, we'll be talking golf as we wrap up a season of controversy that pitted the US PGA Tour against LIV Golf.
Yes, yes, yes. Pastor G and One Heart Worship presents the Hope Reloaded Concert. The launch of a new album, as well as a live DVD recording featuring Richard Dube, Mongani Mutlabi, Mabu Madondo, Petronella Sengwayo, Ezekiel Paul, Simba Ray, and many others. It's going to be happening at 7 Arts Theatre, 5:30 p.m. on the 16th of December, 2022. Tickets, early bird, $5, $10 ordinary, $20 VIP. Get your tickets at Kenlink Pharmacies, Borodale, Avondale, as well as Joyner City. See you there!
From the front of the grid to the back of the net, it's ZFM Sport. International Sports News Roundup, where the world comes out to play.
Keep your messages coming in. We'll try and read as many of them as we can during the fan zone. That number, 0731-168-045. That's 0731-168-045. Let's get into the golf. This year's season blighted by acrimony between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf. And the idea of any kind of common ground seems impossible to imagine. Events proceeded with players from both tours competing in the majors, but the PGA Tour suspended LIV golfers from participating in their events. Barry, LIV versus PGA Tour. Yeah. A summation of what happened over the course of the year. Yeah. And where do you think things stand? Mm-hmm. And where do you think things are going?
Well, I mean, we saw a progressive movement towards the LIV Golf Series. And it was players that we didn't expect, the likes of Brooks Koepka leaving the PGA Tour. And in truth,
Dustin Johnson.
These are leading the luminaries of the PGA Tour, leaving the PGA Tour and going to LIV Golf. And you'd expect it because of the sort of money that was being offered. It's life changing.
Was that the major motivation for you?
It absolutely was. And in truth, it's a life changing amount. But we're going to talk later about how the two can coexist. And I have a concept around that.
Some of the signing on fees. I mean, I think DJ got 180 million US dollars.
Those are career earnings.
Brooks Koepka 140 million just to sign.
And that's a signing on
money.
Which surpasses your career earnings to that point.
And then the tournament wins were like 4 million a tournament
to win it, and then you got team prizes,
so 3 million.
You could net out at 7-8 million for any tournament, so it doesn't compute in the head, but these are real amounts that guys were actually earning on tour. So the PGA, I think, is fighting a losing battle. So we saw that movement across, and then we saw the PGA ban those LIV tour players. The one consolation, as it were, we'll see if it subsists in the new season, is that the majors, because the majors are not run by the PGA tour, they're run by different associations. The LIV golfers could participate in the majors, and I think that was great. And that coexistence needs to
Well, you did bring up the issue of coexistence. How can it happen? How can these two organizations coexist
for
the betterment of the sport?
I'm looking for a quote here from Greg Norman, the CEO of LIV Golf, and he said that he believes that LIV Golf is additive. And so we've got an example, Mikey. We've got an example with the Champions League and the normal leagues, okay? Teams in Europe fight to get into the UEFA Champions League. Why? Because of the money. Because of how it impacts the bottom line of the club. So consequently, if the PGA and LIV Golf are to subsist, let LIV Golf be the Champions League of the PGA Tour. And so you're playing to gain points to get onto LIV Golf, and then ultimately it rotates in that fashion. So I think that's an easy win, and a way it can work for me.
So the Super League is a good idea.
No, Futsac, man. Why are you bringing? why are you bringing the Super League, man? Get out of here.
Okay, all right. Let's not have the Super League conversation. For me, it smells a bit like the Super League, but
it's LIV Golf.
Okay, let's not get there. Anyway, a wrap of this year's major winners, the Masters, the Green Jacket was won by Scottie Scheffler, the PGA Championship by Justin Thomas, the US Open by Matt Fitzpatrick, and the Open Championship by Cameron Smith, who plays LIV Golf, by the way. So that was something of an embarrassment for the organizers. And then, of course, your best performance, Barry, over this year who would you point? If you have to pick maybe a couple of players that you thought, you know what, perhaps played their best golf this year, who would it be?
Yeah, look, I think for me it would probably be the likes of Patrick Cantlay, your Scottie Scheffler, and you can't leave out Rory McIlroy. I think those players had
you
that.
You think he got the old engine turning again?
He got the old engine, and I think there was a fire in his belly. Remember, he was the chief fighter for the PGA Tour. Mm. So I think that fire in his belly, it really helped him out. And credit to him, he finished as a top-ranked golfer in the PGA Tour for the year. So Rory McIlroy, now world number one.
All right, the world rankings. Your top 10 players, Rory McIlroy in first place. Scottie Scheffler is in second. Cameron Smith, third. Patrick Cantlay, fourth. John Rahm, fifth. Xander Schauffele in sixth. Will Zalatoris in seventh. Justin Thomas, eighth. Matt Fitzpatrick is in ninth, and Colin Morikawa finished in 10th place. Coming up, we'll take you around the world in 60. Touchdowns in Australia, Italy, as well as the United States of America. Quick breather with our play of the day, and then we head off to Qatar 2022.
Hi, my name's Ryan Cairns, Sunshine Tour professional golfer, and you're listening to ZFM Sport.
Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
Takeoff is in Australia, where Steve Smith and Manus Labuschagne, let's just stick with it.
Labuschagne.
They struck a masterful double centuries to put Australia in firm control against an outclassed West Indies, who face an uphill task to save the first test at Perth Stadium. The host declared at an ominous 598 for four. And I think 598 was just a psychological target, so that it wasn't 600. That was soon after tea on day two, allowing Smith to complete the 200-run milestone for the fourth time. West Indies closed on 74 without loss at stumps. In news from Italy, former Formula One managing director Ross Brawn has revealed that the number of sprint races will increase to six for the 2023 season. The format was introduced in 2021, with the British Grand Prix playing host to the first event, followed by Monza and Sao Paulo. The same number of sprints occurred again this ended season. And in the United States, which is where we land, the Boston Celtics extended their winning streak to five games with a 134-121 victory over the Miami Heat in front of the visiting Prince and Princess of Wales. Jason Tatum dropped a season-high 49 points, nearly the 50, and had a game-high 11 rebounds, and Jaylen Brown adding 26 points. The Celtics are now unbeaten in their last 10 home games.
Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
And plenty of you are getting in touch with us, 0731-168-045. Most of you wanted to talk sport and send us your thoughts on the World Cup, as well as the Gems, who will be participating at the Netball World Cup. But a number of you wanted to tell us your favorite Michael Jackson track, because we did ask earlier for you to send us your favorite Michael Jackson song. And so we'll get into that, Barry. Anzi.
What we got?
But I want to start off, of course, with a knowledge of geography here. Makoshe Rapanyanga says, "And how are you guys? And you guys know the Tonga, you know when you got kubi." And I just go to Ramatonga Ubinga. This is the
That's
kingdom
Oceania,
of Tonga.
Yeah,
this is Oceania. Yeah, Oceania, it's in the South Pacific. So it's an island nation.
Yes, that explains it perfectly. I think that's where you'll find it. If you check on your atlas, if you still have one, you'll find it there.
Yeah, Sangsi's got in touch. Evening Z team, my all-time Wacko Jacko songs have to be Human Nature and Man in the Mirror, mainly because he came out challenging humanity. Okay, take a step up and change for the good, said Michael Jackson.
Hey.
That's Sangsi.
Sangsi, yeah, it actually went deep, brother. We didn't even think that deeply about Michael Jackson's songs. It was just a sound. We enjoyed them. They sounded good. Shucks, Sangsi. You're a wish blanket, Sangsi.
He says, that's a beat. It says, Mandipeza, guys. MJ Vaigona. My favorite song from him was Billie Jean. And the Passports Casting, yes. You are the best team ever. And on that note, of course, I want to say what's up to our man, Tendai Mashinga. He's the boss at Unilever.
How's it, Mash?
And a genuine shriek of pure delight on hearing the king beat it. Mash is obviously a fan of the king.
Yeah, brilliant, Mash. Good to hear from you and hope you're doing well, buddy.
Yeah, more messages are coming in here. And Anzi, the last round of matches are fire. Why do we have to always put out the calculators on the last games? We need to play the games and end there. It's now boring. DJ Bongs Eastley, of course, we're going to be giving you your World Cup report just now. All the news coming out of Qatar. Keep your messages coming in 0731 168 045. Yeah, I love it because love it removes sort of like the predictability of it all. Yeah,
I mean Mexico was in, was almost in.
Yeah,
Van de Pe, Saudi Arabia for Zodakwa.
Brilliant. Maitaku, good evening, Maitaku. Kwagadi yukumasasa pakuko Anzi Thriller, hands down. The video was amazing.
Do you know what? Confession. Mm-hmm. The Thriller video actually used to freak me out, like genuinely, for a long time. Kuti. I thought it was one.
It was a hit. This message here, you don't tell us who you are, you just say, heal the world.
You're a tree hugger. Yeah. You love the world.
You love the world.
You love people. Love
Charles Billiard in Chinoy says, smooth criminal and Thriller. Those are his favorite songs.
Smooth Criminal's a good one, yeah.
My best for MJ, Anzi, is They Don't Really Care About Us. King George.
Yeah, that
what
one.
What I want to say is that they don't really care about the choreography.
Yes, that's one of his protest songs.
But I'm really
easy. We agreed. We agreed.
Don't my favorites, Al. Right, a netball message here. And hi, Team ZFM. Netball gems will shock the world. Mark my words, it's Tinashe Wekwashoko in Coldstream in Chinoy. Nice to know that you guys are getting us loud and clear out in Chinoy. Lots of messages coming out there from Chinoy. And then Kezias Mute Paguruya Pamudindo. He always sends us his name and his location. So, what's up? How you doing? Hi, ZFM Sports team. Lovely show. We love England. After all, we watch the EPL. But the arrogance of the English media is just too much. They think Senegal will be easy. But, guys, I think Senegal can beat England. That message is from Charles. Your thoughts in a few words there, Alois. Senegal, England?
I don't know. Before the tournament, I would have said so. But after watching Senegal, after watching England, I think that England has got enough firepower. Because the problem with Senegal is they give too many chances. You know, we watch the way they played against Qatar. Even Qatar, I think Qatar was the worst team in the world. But they got chances against Senegal. They actually got very good chances against Senegal. And Korea got plenty chances against Senegal.
You think England could take advantage of that?
Yeah, Ecuador got those. Yeah. England... they won't miss those kind of chances.
Right. 0731 168 045. We'll read just a couple more messages here. TC from Cheetown says, thanks Barry for the memory shaker. Reminds me of the late PJ. And the first time I got to know of Guns N' Roses was through him. Next Thursday, please play Prince, who was at one time compared to Michael Jackson.
Yeah, listen, we have no problem playing that, 100%. Sean, just remind me when we get to next week, and we'll pick a track from Prince.
Right, George in Harare says, Black or White and Bad.
Yes.
Guns N' Roses, yes, but U2 and Bon Jovi, to some extent, Aerosmith as well. So those are, he's listing his favorite thing, rock groups. As I'm going to say, Team Yangu, you guys are the best. And then Liberian girl, a bit too slow for me. Liberian girl,
too slow. It's a bit toppy.
You know, half from Jolo, you know, that thing.
little bit.
Evening, guys. My favorite is Will You Be There, Shepherd Nyati, Greendale in Harare, and then Fungai JT in Masasa Park says, hi, sports team. My best MJ song is Man in the Mirror.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. The big leagues. The big teams. The big players. The beautiful game on ZFM Sport. Jogo Bonito. Tiki Taka. Total Football.
It's a football celebration where only the best are invited. Messi, Ronaldo, Neymar, Benzema. The stars come out to play on your Qatar 2022 World Cup update on ZFM Sport.
Your updates from Qatar you'll find right here on ZFM Sport. Before we get into the World Cup report proper, guys, it's a good evening to Maurice in England. He says, thanks for the show, guys, as always. My message is just to say hi and thanks for the show. He says, missed a couple of shows because since the time shift, we're now 2 hours behind. So, I must tune in at 1600 hours instead of 1700 hours. So, you tune in and be like, where are these guys? Maurice, welcome and thanks for... sorting out your clocks. Daylight saving, of course, meaning that Europe generally is 2 hours behind, especially in England. Right, let's talk about Group F. Canada versus Morocco, Croatia versus Belgium underway right now. The one on our screens is Croatia versus Belgium. It is nil all with 85 minutes played in that game, meaning that as it stands, qualifying for the next round is Morocco as group winners. And Croatia and Belgium would be going home because Morocco is currently leading Canada 2-1 in their game, meaning that Morocco is sitting on 7 points, Croatia on 5 points. As it stands, Alois, the second ranked team in the world, Belgium, is headed home.
Yeah, Belgium has been struggling. You know, they didn't start struggling now. They have been started struggling in the UEFA Champions League, Nations League. Mm. They were struggling, and you could actually tell even in the friendly match.
Has it gone stale?
They play.
Yeah, with Roberto Martinez.
I think the and team, when you look at the players individually, they're doing well, some of them, at their clubs. So for me, I think it goes down to the coach. I think he's too lightweight for this team. And like you're saying, they're also in the twilight of their career, he's not rejuvenating the team.
You know what, we talk about them being in the twilight of their careers, but these guys are playing at the top level. Exactly. Even at those ages, Mike.
But I think here they're just lacking. There's just something that's lacking. They're attacking with purpose. Let's at least be honest, they've created a number of chances. They're good teams. I think KDB in this game has really come out. He's doing all he can. Lukaku has got on the end of things, but they're just lacking that final incision, you know, that is critical for you to get the goal. And as they attack again, Croatia, I mean, they've been dodging bullet after bullet after bullet. So it's not because of a want of trying, but just look at this chance again that falls to Lukaku. He's just lacking that sharpness that's needed in a game like this, because this game, I think, will just need the one goal. The problem is, time is running out.
Time is running out, and Lukaku has missed goal. Guilt-edged opportunity upon guilt-edged opportunity. That one just ricocheting off his shin and going out for a goal kick for Croatia. And in truth, Belgium just needs one goal and they get into the knockout stages. So this group is delicately poised. And that person who was talking about calculators and not liking them, we love this. This is what football is all about. When it gets to this stage, and anything can happen, because at this stage, Belgium scores a goal, it changes the entire complexion of the group.
Yeah, that's what we love. You know, this is excitement, especially if you're an outsider. You don't support any of the teams in the group. You just want good football. And for us, you know, like we are saying, that Belgium is a very good side. Would love them to be in the last 16. So for me, I don't support them, but deep down, I've got a soft spot for them. I want them in the last 16.
You like that? You like excited. The big matchups?
Yes, exactly.
You like them more than you like Africa, because Morocco would then miss out.
No, Morocco, it's Croatia that misses out.
Comfortable. If they win their game, they're comfortable. They go through it and they draw.
As it stands, I think Belgium are trying to finish second.
Yes,
ahead of Croatia.
Yeah, ahead of Croatia.
As long as Canada doesn't equalize there, but I think Morocco should still be safe as things stand.
Morocco
will qualify.
Out,
But it's Belgium who are fighting, and that's why Croatia are defending deep with lots of players because they don't necessarily have to win the game. Mm. And they do realize that, you know what, in a game of this magnitude, even Tikapera Tripa number two, it's okay.
It's okay, yeah. And Belgium trying.
That was a clever free kick. And the referee, come on. It's an English referee. Yeah. You know what, English referees, they lack the emotional intelligence for occasions of this nature.
It was a very clever free kick that would have put Belgium behind Croatia.
They're so vicious.
Square ball was going to be very dangerous.
It was
going to
be dangerous. So KDB behind
poor delivery.
And it was pumped right into the arms, the grateful arms of the Croatian goalkeeper. So with about 1 minute of regulation time remaining, we'll see how this one ends. But Belgium is pushing for that all-important goal that will determine as to whether they go through to the round of 16.
And the Belgium Gaibude guys, Martinez, akaenda ne arrogance, and Lukaku tukaenda na utano tamba knockout stages.
Yeah,
he wasn't fit, was he?
He wasn't fit. And he still
would you have played Divock Origi
ahead of Lukaku?
Was unlucky to go
Bora. Yeah. I think Origi would have been a
like, especially
choice.
Now, you know, throw him in for the last sort of like 5-10 minutes. Because you know what, you just need something. You almost like just need to break down the door in anyhow.
And Divock Origi is a specialist at doing that. You can see the work even that he's doing at AC Milan. He's doing exactly the same role that he was doing. What a run. And then it's put on the far side.
Lukaku! My goodness!
How do you miss that Lukaku? You're probably, if you're not watching this, we're gonna try and describe
my
it.
Goodness.
The cross comes in and
the
looks like he has a
cross
Trossard. It comes perfectly under the bar. It's not an exaggeration. Under the bar, beats the keeper. It's Lukaku just to use any part of his body and direct it into the goal. And Lukaku failed and directed it into the arms
of the
goalkeeper. So,
my goodness.
What is it, Rust? What is it?
You know what, and I know we criticize, you criticize Martinez. But
no,
I know you just say Bagadai.
No, here you can't.
I just say. The chance was created.
I'm jumping to
Alois was already off his chair.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a bad miss.
It's a bad miss. And that is probably chance number 5. Lukaku could have had at least a hat-trick in this game.
And the KDB summed it up well when he said Belgium has aged and requires renewal.
But that renewal, I think, still deserved.
And Lukaku is legendary for missing the easiest of chances and yet scores the most difficult. This is Magabi Manresa.
Honestly.
How
did you miss that?
And all he needed to do was just direct his chest towards goal rather than where he directed it.
But then, with that chance, he didn't need even to use his tummy or anything. He was supposed to use his head.
Yeah.
Remember, I always said, if you had a striker, your first instinct is to anticipate that the defender will miss that
ball.
That's your first option.
Yeah.
Get disturbed by a flick from a defender.
Yeah.
So he was actually supposed to have gone with his head, anticipating that the defender will not get the ball.
And
another cross.
The chance! That one is rough from his feet. They are trying, Belgium.
They really are giving it a go.
It's valiant.
They are trying.
If it was in Africa, you know what we would think and believe.
All right.
I mean, Himo.
Two more minutes here, but you know what? Sometimes Lukaku, he's got the coordination of a three-legged giraffe. Oh my goodness, the
baby
man.
Giraffe, a three-legged baby giraffe. Because oh my goodness, it's been a tough one for
Belgium. Maybe we just finish this off because
let's stay with the action that is happening out in Qatar. It's Croatia taking on Belgium.
And Wilfried Mugay moment for Lukaku. That's still not going to happen.
Worse than Wilfried Mugay.
No,
and he's had several in one game.
From Gay, I still had work to do.
Look at this one. Good defending.
He needed also to use his body, keep the defender away from the ball,
and
then try and finish it off. So Lukaku is not having a good time. And in truth, on the bus ride and plane ride home.
There we go.
Belgium is in
possession. There we go. The pass. He tried too quickly to spring.
KDB. It was a KDB classic.
Yeah.
The turn
he tried tried one of those Gerard Hero passes.
Yes, a Hollywood pass.
Hollywood pass. There we go. They got to win it back.
Well, they've got 1 minute to go in added time. And so now, it's now or never for the Red Devils of Belgium. They have now got the throw in that is halfway in the half of Croatia. So get the ball to De Bruyne would be my message. Get the ball to De Bruyne.
I think get into the box. At this stage, I think get into the box. Get into the box. They've got to win this one. Oh, it's cleared. It's, there we go.
As long as it's a Croatia ball.
They're fighting.
This is unbreakable.
They are fighting.
No foul.
Oh, that's not a great pass from the Croat. He's got to clear this one.
And does. And it's headed back. They're trying to get it into the box, but are failing.
Oh, and then they attack. They're gonna try and keep
position. Go to the corner.
Or kill it completely. There we go. There's one still a few seconds
one
left.
One last chance.
And he blows, and it's over.
Oh, shucks, and he blew it early. He blew it 2 seconds early.
It's over. Belgium have been knocked out, and Croatia, they remain in the World Cup. Morocco, finish first.
Wow.
My heart is broken for Belgium.
Style, elegance, determination, passion. Football comes alive in Qatar and on CFM Sport.
All right, recap of last night. Australia hailed Graham Arnold's new golden generation, and fans demanded a national holiday as the country celebrated the Socceroos' unlikely advance to the World Cup knockout phase. Thousands gathered in Melbourne's Fed Square in the middle of the night to watch Australia's 1-0 upset of Denmark on a big screen. Congratulations to the Socceroos. Now, Tunisia captain Wahbi Khazri said his side go out of the World Cup with heads held high after completing their campaign with a shock 1-0 win over holders France, albeit that they leave that campaign. Group D, therefore, France and Australia progress. Denmark goes home. Tunisia goes home as in third place. Lionel Messi believes Diego Maradona would be super happy after he led Argentina into a last 16 thanks to a 2-0 win over Poland. Fantastic performance by Lionel Messi, albeit that he had a penalty save, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. Great save, I thought, from Chesney, the former Arsenal keeper, now at Juventus. But Lionel Messi, I mean, a phenomenal game yesterday. He played well. Some of the passes he was making, creating space for his teammates. I also thought Di Maria played very well.
Yep.
And then the unheralded McAllister is the man that thrust Argentina ahead. And in the end, it was a very comfortable performance against a Poland side that really didn't attack much. I don't remember Martinez having to make a save.
Yeah.
And then there was just the one big chance they got through Glick. This is after Argentina had scored their first goal. That header that went narrow. Really wide, but Poland really didn't come to the party and didn't trouble Argentina much.
But qualify for the next round, courtesy of the fact that Mexico gave it a good go against Saudi Arabia, and to a point, they played phenomenal football.
Why didn't they play like that from the beginning?
From the beginning, and that's the argument that some sides have gone into the World Cup with a bit too much caution, then when their backs are to the wall, then they throw caution to the wind, and you can tell that they've got good players. They've got absolutely good players. So Mexico coach Tata Gerardo Martino says his team, his group stage exit at the World Cup was a huge failure, and they missed out on a place in the last 16 on goal difference because they finished on. He's quit, Tata Martino. Fallen on it, and deservedly so, because I think they had designs on being in the knockout stages. Right, let's talk about tonight's action. Germany coach Hansi Flick has no plans to step down if the four-time champions don't make it past Costa Rica in a crunch Group E encounter. Delicately poised, Mike.
Yeah, I can't countenance the thought. I think if Germany play, just the way they played, especially in the second half versus Spain, they should have too much for Costa Rica.
They should, yeah.
I think it should be a comfortable victory. And so I expect Germany to beat Costa Rica. And the good thing is that Spain themselves have not yet qualified.
Yes.
They'll have to beat Japan just to make sure that they qualify. And so that works into Germany's favor. I think Spain will be too good for Japan, and I suspect Germany themselves will beat Costa Rica. So I'm expecting Spain and Germany to proceed from this group.
Because if Japan wins against Spain, God forbid, Germany is gone, regardless of what they do. So they've got themselves in a very tough position, haven't they?
Yeah, it's not in their hands.
Yeah.
To be honest, they just need to win their game and hope.
Yeah.
And watch the other game, what is happening there, because a win for Japan is very catastrophic for
for Germany, they won't go. So they're depending.
Do you expect Spain coach Luis Enrique to make some to shuffle his pack?
I don't think so, because they're also not
qualified.
So I think they'll just go with their strongest squad and try to win the match. You know, sometimes I've always said it. I don't know France did trying to say we've qualified. Like, and I'm not a fan. Of that kind of mindset
of resting kids.
I'm not a fan of that.
Keep the momentum going.
As much as you are winning, you are also entertaining your fans. Yeah. You also, everything comes together.
But the performance analysts will tell you that no, this player is getting into the red. Let's deload him. Let's put him on the bench.
Yeah,
and
well,
also,
but I'm not a fan. But what of the other teams?
What if they were not?
Whose players will play every game?
Which one?
Like, Messi's going to play every game. Mm. And he's 35. Argentina's not going to rest him.
Yeah.
So it is possible to play every game.
It is
very possible.
It is. And then
still win the tournament. Because, guys, come on.
Yeah.
You're playing three group games.
Yeah.
And you are playing, what is it, three games to get to the final.
Yeah, yeah. Three games to get
over
to the final.
Course, yeah.
If you
want
to win it, you're playing another four games.
Yeah.
So seven good games. And you win.
I don't buy that thing. Let's just rest. And I got some beans of food.
I'd actually prefer a situation where you play them for 50 minutes.
Yeah. When you're comfortable, take them out.
And then you take them out, play them for 60 minutes, give players a rest, but at least get them involved.
Tomorrow's fixtures at 3 p.m. It's Cameroon taking on Brazil. Serbia will take on Switzerland. They're in Group G. And then in Group H, Ghana will take on Uruguay with some unfinished business. And then South Korea versus Portugal. Those games are at 9 p.m. tomorrow. We'll catch you tomorrow. We're doing a build-up to the Soccer Stars of the Year Awards Gala for the season 2021-2022. So don't miss the show. For now, may God richly bless you. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it. Manande, out.
It's Messi. It is the cleanest of clean finishes from the best on the planet.
The biggest sports stories.
Chelsea, UEFA Champions League winners of 2021.
The biggest interviews.
That such a great spectacle is ruined by such thuggish behavior.
And all the analysis right here.
He's the one player that has the arrogance to think that he can play in any stadium in the world and any pitch in the world in front of any player in the world and take them on.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Hi, this is Mike Mundell, and you can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are the team on ZFM Sport.
ZFM.